Yay Networks.
I don't know how y'all are feeling this holiday season, but if you have a small business or you're just doing a lot of shipping, don't you need a solution? ShipStation has been a dream solution for me and my small business. This holiday season, give yourself the gift of stress-free holiday shipping by using the promo code FITISH today at ShipStation.com to get a free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com and the promo code is FITISH. Hey, I'm Jenna.
And I'm Francisco.
You know, we are new parents trying to navigate this chapter of our lives while trying to run our own businesses and doing our best to stay mentally and physically fittish. I don't know how good we're doing at that.
Here's what you have to look forward to.
Don't read it so much. We've had to make a lot of compromises in the relationship, but it's worth it, right? There's been moments that I wanted to post something on social media and you're like, you're not going to post that, are you? That's for us.
Well, can you imagine what it would be?
I mean, I know we just got these tattoos together, but I don't know this dude. I got
to
go.
Babe, the thing is that in that first trip to Mexico, I was aiming for your kidneys, but I found your heart.
We are back with a brand new episode of the Fittish Podcast. And Fran, I would think we would be well rested because we got to take a week off. We had a Thanksgiving break. Is everyone else dragging?
Oh my God. I don't know about everybody else, but even though I haven't been in the podcast for what it seems like forever.
Did you retire?
I haven't been invited.
No, I think you've just been busy and out of town and unavailable. So I've had to book guests and fill the time.
It's just crazy. I felt that I got uninvited. But yes, I'm dragging.
So we have some excitement to talk about. I think if you follow us on social media, you saw what I did. But I hate parties. I spent the last month planning a surprise party for Fran, his birthday, another year older.
Yeah, you did an amazing
job. I don't know
about
Wiser. Your birthday was actually the Saturday right after Thanksgiving. And I worked really hard. I don't know. I guess, you know, you start to plan a party and you go, wow, this is good. I'll just do something small. I'll buy some alcohol. I'll invite a few of his close friends over. We'll be done. And then you get the idea of like, oh, I should fly in his parents from Mexico City. I should make this whole thing a surprise. I should hire a bartender. I should get a taco truck. I should invite some of my friends. Then I need to plan another surprise to distract him during the day. Holy shit. What was I thinking?
Babe, I don't know, but you overachieve and you did an amazing job. That's a fact.
That's all that matters. So This is the thing, though. I want Fran to reveal once and for all on the podcast. Were you actually surprised?
I was very surprised. I didn't know any of what you were planning.
Any?
No.
It's really hard.
I wanted to dig. It's not that in life you get a lot of surprises. So when
I thought I was going to ruin it, you didn't want to dig. But you knew that maybe I was planning something.
Oh, you've been telling me, babe. You've been teasing me about it.
Yeah, but I was planning to surprise you with a tattoo. So that's kind of the gist of what I did. Planning the surprise party, I knew I had to get him out of the house for a while. And so before the surprise party idea, I said, I'm going to take him to get a tattoo. That would be something I would like. Like, let's go for drinks. Let's watch a World Cup game. Let's get a tattoo. He's really been wanting a tattoo. This didn't just come out of nowhere. He's been wanting a tattoo, a lion somewhere. It's kind of hard to pick out a tattoo for someone because the artist had to sketch it up. So she had a couple options available. I think she did a really great
job.
Yeah,
I think so.
So I took him to like an OG Mexican place we love and over in Oak Cliff in Dallas. And I had never been to that location. And the Mexico World Cup game was on, so we had that on at the tattoo shop, and then you sat there. The plan was for me to get a tattoo as well, but we ran out of time, and like the clock was ticking, and I knew all the guests were already here, so I didn't want to make everyone wait a whole lot longer for me to get a tattoo. So I'm going to go back this weekend and get mine, I think, but I think yours turned out amazing.
Yeah, I think it looks great. I didn't know what to expect the whole day, and I thought the tattoo was about to be it.
Well, I told him we had some dinner plans that we needed to go home and get Remy. And then we come home and my mom goes, we had not worked out that part of the surprise, you know, like from the time we walk in the door, I knew everyone was going to be right in this living room where we're sitting right now. If you're watching this episode on YouTube, I knew everyone was going to be in this living room. And how do we get him to this living room? Because it's in the front of the house. So if we come in the back so he doesn't see the taco truck and all the cars out front. And so my mom comes up to us with Remy and goes, oh my gosh, the Christmas tree fell over, which isn't that hard to believe because I actually put it all together myself. But you didn't really believe it, did you?
No, I kind of like I just thought she was exaggerating. She has a tendency to exaggerate sometimes.
She does.
And I just wanted to see what does she mean. Like, but the worst case scenario, like, I was expecting to see Remy, like, under the tree, just, like, kicking, trying to get out.
No, so we ran in here, but... yeah, we really dropped the ball, like, in the filming part of it. Like, we got your reaction, but he walked into this room and he went, oh, hey. I was like, okay. That was your reaction. Like, I was like, he fucking knew. You knew. You knew. You knew.
I didn't know, babe.
And then they changed it on me. Instead of his parents being in this room, which I had gotten someone to pick them up from the airport, your mom was the cutest human alive. She was like, I feel like such a celebrity because I sent someone, a driver, to pick them up at the airport because I couldn't and my mom couldn't. She was watching the baby. So it was so funny. She felt like a celebrity. So I had her picked up and I was trying to get out of the house because they got here so early. But then they were hiding downstairs. So that was like a second surprise, but no one was filming it. Danny, who works for me, she helped me plan a lot of this. We're like, he's gonna cry when he sees his parents. He was like, oh, hey guys. I was like,
it's like you don't know me by now. Like, I was really surprised. Like, if you were expecting me to jump up and down, like, do I jump up and down
sometimes?
Yeah,
you were, like, during your tattoo watching out. Mexico play soccer.
Yes, babe, Mexico playing soccer.
It's far more exciting than your over-the-top surprise party that I took a month of.
No, 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 but I was really excited. I'm sorry I didn't have the reaction that you were expecting.
No, no, I don't. It's fine. I learned a long time ago, you cannot gift people with some anticipation of, like, a reaction. You know what I mean? I was hoping that you'd be a little more surprised.
I was
than you
so
were,
excited. I was very happy.
I don't care as long as you were happy. I don't yes. care what your reaction is. I'll never forget. It's just like kind of a funny kid story. But like kid used to buy really nice presents for people and like do really nice gestures. But he would be so disappointed if the reaction wasn't like over the top. You know what I mean? Like he would do like really grand things. And then if everyone didn't react like, oh my God, this is the coolest thing ever. He'd be like, never fucking doing this again. It was so funny. And I told him, I was like, you can't be mad if people don't react a certain way to a gift because that's not what gift giving's about. As long as they're happy and excited about it, right? But we ended up drinking so much alcohol. When I tell you, I've never had a party. I've never hosted a party. I don't know what all it entails. And we're about to do another one this weekend. I'm having the Fittish holiday party over here, which is small. I mean, we don't have that many employees, but I went to the liquor store. I feel like they sniffed me out. You know, when they saw me filling a cart full of like Casamigos, they were like, she's about to buy a lot of shit. And like, we're going to sell her hard, you know? And so, because at that point, you're not even like really looking at prices. They have like specialists in every section of the liquor store. Did you know this? Like,
yeah.
They literally have like a tequila expert. Like, I went to this spec store over here. I've been in a lot of liquor stores. There's a lot of good wine in liquor stores. This was beyond comprehension. Like, they had a full produce grocery store in the back. I could live in there. I could live in this store.
Wow.
They might have had merch, but the tequila guy was like, don't buy this tequila for mixing ranch waters. Buy this one by the case. It's cheaper. It tastes better. Great. And then the wine guy, there was a champagne guy. What? Don't they all just kind of know a lot about alcohol? No. So this guy's like leading me down, showing me all these wines. So I decided to buy like a few really nice bottles for you and I to have throughout the holiday season because red wine's about the only thing I drink. And I was like, okay, I'm going to buy 3 or 4. Really nice bottles for me, you know? But of course I'm like loading in. I taped the Ring doorbell so I could like load in, you know, all this alcohol that day. We had to keep covering the doorbell when we were doing stuff because I didn't want him to know. So I hid all the alcohol.
When were you loading things in?
2 days before.
Oh, wow.
I was on top of my shit, kind of. But I hid it all in that closet downstairs. And then I forgot the morning of to remove the selfish 4 bottles of wine that I bought. So come to find out, he never even opened up the cheaper case of red I bought for the party. We were just drinking the really nice bottles of red that I had bought. Not that it matters. It's kind of a first world problem, but I'm a little disappointed in myself. I'm like such an amateur when it comes to planning a party.
Oh, but you did an amazing job overall.
And then I put edibles out. I had these gummy
mistake
edibles, but I also forgot to relay to the people decorating that the edibles were 50 milligrams. So if you don't know anything about cannabis, if you do, you already have a reaction to that. If you don't know anything about cannabis and these were Delta 8s, like that's a lot. Like you would take a 5 milligram, you know, and be okay. So when I got here, I noticed the entire tray of edibles. I have this cute dish that says edibles. They were gone. I was like, oh my God, y'all hit these hard. I thought people would just take photos of it and think it was cute. And we'd have a couple of friends that would take one. They were gone. And one of my friends said they took 3 because they usually would take 3 on a smaller dose. So, of course, then, like, everyone's super high.
It was just weird. Like, everybody was in a different planet.
And then everyone's crushing the taco truck, by the way. 90 tacos almost gone. And all the churros, obviously, which was amazing. And then I did not take an edible because, obviously, like, well, A, they were gone. And that's too much for me. But, like, we decided to go to a bar. We went to a bar and then to a club until almost 3 o'clock in the morning. I feel awful still, and it's been like 4 days.
I was like long gone by the first stop. Like I was so tired, and I started the day tired. Remy woke up very early. I think we had some drinks the day before. And
you know what I love doing to Fran after he, I could tell he rarely gets hungover. You drink a lot and you have a high drinking tolerance. I could tell he was so hungover. So every time he was taking a drink of anything on Sunday, I was like, oh, is that a ranch water? And it would make him like vomit.
Yeah.
Even
no,
now,
Sunday
just
was,
thinking
no,
about
no,
it.
No, no, no. Right now I'm fully recovered. I can go back in the horse.
It was rough. So, but you loved it.
I loved it. It was amazing, babe. I'm sorry it wasn't as surprised as you expected. I was very surprised inside.
No, I'm fine with it. As long as you had
so much
fun. I
was just doing inventory, like a lot of new faces. Like it was just nice to see all these people
new
in the house.
New faces?
Like people like, yeah, like friends that we are starting to be new friends with that are great that they were here. I'm very excited that we are harvesting new relationships.
I invited all your old favorites.
Yeah.
It just shows how many great friends you have. Every single person that I invited for you said they would come. Now, not all of them showed up. You know, some people always bail at the last minute, but which is good because I was starting to get overwhelmed with having more than like 30 or 40 people in this house. But
yeah.
Anyway, it was a good time. So I am not here for your party planning needs. I hate parties. I hate planning parties. I will likely never do it again. It's just a lot.
Well, you do a really good job. Yes, babe. You did an amazing job. Don't beat yourself up.
I think it's just been a lot. It's been a lot. It's been like our Black Friday, Cyber Monday, this whole Small Business Saturday, this whole period of time is usually like the best time of year for a lot of businesses, right? And I don't even know if I told you this, Fran, but we just changed fulfillment centers.
I've been... Like you told me a little bit about it, but I didn't know that it just happened.
Well, shipping and the fulfillment of things can get quite steep, right? And so once you get to a certain level, it's nice to bring it in-house. And so my CFO, like we just had this discussion about having it out of our warehouse. And of course, you know, the most important thing, especially doing this over the holidays, is having a good shipping solution set up. And so, you know, they had to move all the inventory, but our ShipStation account, we just transferred it. And so they're able to just like immediately they started, you know, just
that's
doing
amazing
orders.
That you have such a great logistics partner like yeah. ShipStation.
Yeah, it's great. And I think, I don't know if you have a small business or when I talk to girlfriends, they're like, oh, I'm going to start a merch business. I'm going to do this. I always recommend ShipStation because, you know, whether you're sending out just, you know, 5 items a week to customers off of your Etsy store, or you have some sort of Amazon profile where you're drop shipping. Shipping is hard to navigate, and ShipStation does this all seamlessly, does this all for you. They make it so incredibly easy. This holiday season, give yourself the gift of stress-free holiday shipping. Use the promo code FITISH today at ShipStation.com to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, and the promo code is FITISH. We get lots of compliments
on
our shipping. Yeah,
make ship happen.
Yeah. So what is your favorite timeline? Yeah. So that's all I've been doing, I feel like, is party planning.
Shipping. Oh, wow.
Yeah. We do ship a lot. Thank you for all of your orders over this Black Friday, Cyber Monday, Small Business Saturday, all of the things we've had going on. We have some more fun stuff coming
Minority
up.
Minority Sunday. Is it such a thing? We Minority-owned business Sunday.
Minority Sunday.
Yeah, you are double minority. You're kind of...
I'm not. a double woman, minority.
And Mexican by injection.
Yeah, I can't get away with that. I have like white girl privilege. It's so sensitive. Well,
you're a little native, no?
We're so, you know, everyone's so sensitive these days that I can't. It's just hard to have a conversation about anything anymore.
I think we should just have a conversation about anything and everything and see who complains.
You say that. Everyone will complain.
I don't care.
I don't feel that way as much. What's been really refreshing for me and interesting, I think, after talking on the radio, I mean, I'm sure most of you that listen knew that that's what I did for a long time, but it would go through these waves, right? And we were filming a television show. And so every now and then, you know, I would put some braids in my hair. You're appropriating Black culture. Okay. I always thought I was like just doing hairstyles that I liked, right? And, you know, now I've seen a lot of celebrities get a lot of backlash for like overlining their lips a brown color because that was like OG Mexican culture. Like the girls would like, you know, line
I
lips
think just
and do the eyebrows.
People should do whatever fuck they want. And people that need to complain, they will complain no matter what.
Well, you'd be a good stand-up comedian because that's how a lot of them feel. But the point is, I've noticed that a lot of the conversations you and I have had on the podcast, I would think would lean a little offensive to Mexican culture. But like, none of y'all have ever had a problem with it, which is weird. Or that means
because
like no one's listening.
From a nice place.
Yeah. Not always. I mean, you've said some pretty inflammatory things, in my opinion, stereotypical things, or you've made jokes. And I'm not saying this is a negative thing. I'm saying it's nice. It's almost like when
we Mexicans don't get offended also. Like we don't get offended that easy.
No, I guess not, right?
As long as they don't talk about our moms or our women, we don't give a fuck.
So if it's about the women in your life, you get all mad. You get feisty.
Sometimes. All depends.
Or your mom.
My mom, yeah. The mom is like a 90% you will get offended, but it has to be like directly to like.
So did y'all not tell like
your
mom?
You can say like, oh, chinga tu madre. And it's like, you know, it's not straight to your mom, but you can say a lot. We joke a lot and we insult a lot like mom things, but we never meant it. So it's just, we're very hard to be offended.
Did you do like a lot of yo mama jokes and stuff?
Yes. Yes.
I feel like that's such a guy
thing
to
do. Like your mom is so fat that she falls from the bed in both sides, like stuff like that.
Stupid.
You know?
Well, Fran and I have decided to do something somewhat profound this holiday season. It's not really profound. We're just kind of like house poor, so we don't want to do anything. We're like, no presents. Now, I don't know if we're going to stick with this. What? We literally said we're like, we're over it. Like, I am so spent, like literally in every way. We're like, we're not going to do presents. I mean, I guess we'll get Remy a couple of things, but I think we're just not going to do presents. Or what did we agree to with my mom? Because it's usually just a few of us on Christmas morning, like just like one thing for each other that's small.
We were about to send your mom to Mexico.
What do you mean?
Yeah, to spend it with my parents.
Really?
I don't know. That could be fun.
When did we discuss this?
I don't know.
This?
I just thought about it. Didn't we discuss it like in a dream or something?
I came up with another profound idea for Fran and I to do.
Handcrafts.
No. I said I want to do a once a week family meeting. I want to have like podcast prep. I want to talk about expenses. I want to talk about parenting, like issues that we have, like house responsibilities. Because y'all know I've had some like major issues with the house responsibilities. Things are getting better. But like, things that have been, and he's like, okay, like he couldn't seem more beat down. I got kind of tickled over the idea of like a house meeting. We'll have a bottle of wine, a nice bottle of wine that I bought that we already drank. We'll talk about some things. It doesn't have to be like things we're arguing about. I just mean more things like around the house. Like we could not find a fucking landscaper for the life of us. And like we had leaves everywhere. We finally found someone, but you know, things that we need, because now we have a house that needs, it's a lot of responsibility and it's kind of overwhelming. So I just wanted to talk like, okay, you do this week. I'm going to do this. You're going out of town.
Babe, I wasn't annoyed.
You think we've had a family meeting yet? And we had a family meeting that lasted for 2 seconds. And he's like, can I move this meeting to the couch? And I was like,
well, the things that I think we need to have an agenda. You send the agenda to my assistant.
No. What assistant? You don't have a fucking assistant? You don't even use your calendar?
Well, we'll figure out. I need to get an assistant then.
You should get an assistant.
Yeah.
It'd be amazing, actually.
Oh, I'm looking for an assistant out there. If you're willing, the pay is not going to be great. It's more like you're going to get to know a lot, learn a lot.
I think a family meeting once a week is great. I mean, I know other friends that do sort of these things. You know, they meet a couple times a month, or they have like a budget meeting, you know, about expenses, which is especially true if like one partner works and the other one doesn't, and they have to like talk about reining it in. But I mean, these are real things, I think, to talk about. So, because what was really pressing on the list was Remy. Like, I made a decision that it is time for him to sleep alone in his bed. And Fran has been, as you can see from my photos, Fran has been, well, let's maybe tell the story first. Fran has been sleeping with him every single night since he was like 3 months old. And that was due to like our living situation before and the bedroom being all the way downstairs. So when we got here into this house, his room's right next to ours. We haven't even put the crib back together, right? Remy hates the crib. Those crib mattresses are so soft. And I've still been really wanting him. I don't know why. It's weird because I'm definitely the type of co-sleeper parent, I would think, you know, that I'd be fine with it. But for whatever reason, when Fran's been traveling, it just gives me a lot of anxiety. Like, I don't sleep well with him. He kicks me. He moves a lot. He's so sweet. But like, I just don't want him to sleep with me every night unless he was sick or, you know, it was the middle of the night and he needed to go back to bed. So we decided to put the crib back together. Mainly because one day I walked in there when he woke up from a nap and he was standing. He was in a day bed that we had turned around. He was standing in the day bed looking at me. And I'm like, this is so dangerous. You know, like, he cannot do this. We're going to have to put the mattress on the ground. So Fran was actually great about it. You agreed to put the crib back together. We had very low expectations. Like, of course he's not going to want to sleep in that crib after being on a softer mattress, sleeping with that every night. First night, slept till 7 a.m. That rat slept all night long. I couldn't even believe it. We didn't sleep because we were up all night being like, is he okay? Is he sleeping? Is he okay? So the last few nights, he's actually been great until last night. And I made a grave mistake. I couldn't sleep. And it was about 1 o'clock in the morning. I don't know why. I woke up just wide awake. I just have a lot on my mind, I guess. And
were the one that woke him up?
No.
To party together?
No, I didn't. Just, I'm telling the story. I went into the room. And he is like a fish in an aquarium. It's an acrylic crib that we have, but we've put a blanket in it. Which, just don't even give me the third degree on that. It's fine. So it's like covered, right? Except there's one little section of it that's clear. I walked into that room just to peek my head in. That rat is like face up against the glass, staring at me. I hit the floor so hard. I don't know what came over me so fast, thinking like maybe he didn't see me. Like, I literally just dropped down and kind of like crawled under the side of the bed that had the covering and just laid there for like 10 minutes. Like, maybe he just was looking around and he didn't see me. He didn't see me, you know, but he was just like,
he could have stayed and maybe fall asleep.
Oh no, he was like crawling around that thing. He was wired. So I spent like an hour in there with him. He was soaking wet. That's why, his diaper. So I changed him. I rock him. I'm in there until what? It was like 2:30, 2:45. I brought him in. I was like, Dad, party animals up. But you were good about it. You're always good about it. You're so good with him in the middle of the night. And then of course we wake up this morning, he was in bed with us.
Of course. Like, she comes and I was finally having a nice, beautiful sleep. After a very bumpy weekend.
A bumpy weekend?
And I just see this baby being flown at me. It's like, oh, that's Remy. Okay, my baby. And I'm like, now what do I do with him? Like, what time is it? Is this a dream? And then I realized it wasn't. So I went there, tried to put him down, Jenna style. Rock him, trying to put him down in the crib. He wasn't having it. And so I was like, dude, today is your lucky day. And I was telling that to myself. So we went to bed. We fell asleep. The guy slept till maybe 6:30. Mm. And that was that.
I didn't sleep all night for some reason. I saw y'all asleep. Y'all looked cute. He sleeps great with you. In your arms, of course, because he's used to it. But yeah, our agreement, I don't care about last night. It is what it is. It's fine. But in general, like, we're not going to pick
up. No, if I wouldn't have gotten woken up, I would not sleep with him. For sure.
What do you mean?
Like, yeah, like, I would not sleep with him. I'm glad you don't care about last night because...
No, I get it. You just do whatever you need to do to get sleep. And I don't feel as scared anymore. Sleeping in between us in bed is one thing. It's the day bed that was concerning me. I mean, he already fell out once.
Yes, and that was an isolated incident in the other house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but like, that's dangerous.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, Fran is very upset about what happened. He doesn't want to talk about it. He's fine.
I know he's fine.
He's fine. It was an accident.
I know, babe.
Everyone drops the baby. Well, babe. I haven't. But like, everyone says that it happens to them. I'm sure I will at some point. They fall over a lot. Well, I know, but I mean, no one intends to drop a child, but like the way they wiggle and everyone, you ask parents, y'all listening,
why
make Fran feel
drop
better.
Him? He fall off the bed.
We'll just tell it like Fran one night has been sleeping down there in the middle of the night. It's like 3:30 in the morning. He busts into the bedroom upstairs where I was sleeping soundly and is, I mean, near tears, hysterical, at least very worked up. Like, he fell out of the bed, he was asleep, and I went to the bathroom, and I just heard, like, a clonk, and, like, he really did. So, Fran was freaked. So, I turned on the lights, I looked at him. He was crying, because, of course, they were both worked up. He seemed upset, he had a bump on his head, and I looked at his body. He was fine. Fran was, like, insistent on taking him to the ER. I didn't think he needed to go, but Fran took him to the ER.
So I felt in his head like he had, like, a bump, but it feels soft. So it feels like a baby bump feels so weird. So, of course, like, he's irreplaceable in my life. I need him to be in his 100%. So I wanted to make sure. I didn't take him for him. I took him for my peace of mind.
Yeah.
And he was perfectly fine. He had a bump. We got some Motrin, and he was fine. Like,
we need to please right here post. You'll have to watch this on YouTube because I have a photo of him that Fran sent me from the CAT scan machine. It is the saddest picture, him getting his scan.
Yeah. So he was a champion. And I was about to say something before that. Well, everything was great. Like,
except your mental well-being.
No. My mental well-being wouldn't be great if I wouldn't make sure that he was okay.
I just tease you. I love how much you care. And yes, that was a different scenario. That was scary. I don't know why I am the type of parent that I am. I can't really explain it, right? I guess I expected that I would be more how Fran is and that Fran would be more how I am. And that's just not the case. Like, he's much more overly concerned about, I wouldn't consider, if he had fallen out of the bed with me, I would have been the same way. But we go to the doctor.
And it was less than a 2 feet tall bed.
We go to the doctor. No one's judging you. No one's upset with you. I'm not even upset with you.
What would it be you? What an accident.
You would have been so upset if it had been
not
me.
With you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah,
I wouldn't have been upset with you.
Oh, you would have. When he gets too close to like the remote in there, you're like, you shouldn't let him play with that. I'm like, I'm not giving him knives.
Well, we do have different parenting styles.
I just have to say, we went to the doctor for his 9-month checkup last week. And before we went in, because the doctor is, we love our pediatrician, but she takes forever, right? And so like, we'll be in that room for like an hour. The nurse has seen him, Fran and I are like, so this time we were both short on time. Well, short on time after being there for an hour. And I was like, okay, we're going to talk about like solid food bottles, right? Like he's been having, you know, rash on his face. We didn't know if it was food related. So we're like, that's it, right? Like, do you want to talk about anything else? Do you want to talk about naps? Do you want to talk about, he's like, no, that's it. That's good. I'm good. And so, you know, she like does this evaluation. Then she's like, y'all have any questions? And he's like, I ask about food. Kind of look at Fran. He's like, yeah. It's where he like pulls out some like 5-page piece of paper that he's written notes on. And he's like, so yeah, do you notice that his two eyes are like different in size? Not kidding. That's exactly what he said. Like, do you see this eye is smaller than this eye? And then he's like, is this bow-leggedness normal? And he was like, what about this rash? And then he's like opening up his butthole practically. And she's just like, I'm like, oh my God, I gotta get out of here.
As I said, we have different parenting styles.
It's so interesting.
I have I do have a running list of everything that I see and I write it down so I get clarification from the doctor. I've never been a dad before.
I can't live this way. I can't live with this level of anxiety. You know what has been so fun with him, though, that I think we're on the same page and you've gotten more relaxed about, which is really nice, is like his food, like what Remy's eating, because food's so important. And it doesn't always have to be incredibly healthy, but we want to teach him good habits. I need better habits in my life. And especially going into the holiday season, I've really made an effort just from a family perspective and from a health perspective to cook a little bit more. Of course, you know, you have days that that's not always as attainable, but I think that the holidays can be really tough, and really tough on people who are, you know, trying to diet or just trying to stay healthy and keep weight off, where there's a lot of temptation and a lot of like sad moments too, which is where kind of the emotion comes in. And that's what has always drawn me to Noom. Noom is such a great program, and the difference with Noom is that it's not a strict diet plan. They talk a lot about the psychology behind eating, right? Which I think, especially women,
that's
I mean,
amazing.
I don't know,
going to the roots,
the statistics here on this, but I think a lot of people's eating issues and eating habits have a lot to do with their psychology, like what's going on in their life, right? Are you stressed out? Did you change jobs? Are you moving? Do you have some stressful life situations going on? So Noom is really great. I actually tend to like not eat when I'm stressed out, which is also not healthy, by the way. It's not a good thing, but they're going to help you build healthier routines, better habits. The app makes it super easy. You're going to get a daily lesson, coaching. Of course, they're not going to be married to, you know, you have to eat this many calories and you have to exercise this many times, right? You're still going to have the freedom to eat foods that you like. They're just going to talk a lot more about portion control and that sort of thing. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom Weight Psychology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at noom.com/fittish. That's noom.com/fittish to sign up for your trial today and check out Noom's first ever book, The Noom Mindset, a deep dive into the psychology of the behavior change.
Available to buy now, wherever books are sold.
So cool.
Yeah, especially. I actually haven't been that bad this holiday season. I think with a kid, you either don't eat or you eat whatever's available. And which isn't always a good thing either, but I hope I don't like being the New Year's resolution type. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm more of a do it now, don't like, yeah, procrastinate and do it later. And I like to make small changes, you know? And I think that's why I wanted to start cooking more at home. Again, another thing on the agenda for the family meeting: what are we going to eat this week? Because Fran loves going to the grocery store. I don't. I like to get stuff delivered. That's why I love a lot of these meal delivery services, but I don't think I'm going to resolve to do anything except like spend less money, which started already. No Christmas presents. Maybe a couple things, small things, right?
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
No presents.
No, I think we should have a family meeting and talk about it for sure. Go through all of it. Have a really cool agenda where we talked about our parenting styles and how they matched with each other.
I took Remy to swim class this week because you were out of town. I don't love doing that. Does that make me sound bad? I don't like getting wet.
I know. Well, I know you don't like. Like, it's damp. It's like cold outside, and it's just not amazing. Like, and you get to dance with other moms and their babies.
The
in the water.
It's actually so funny, but it's 30 minutes. That's all it is. And this one, there was only one other mom and her daughter there, one that was in the class we went to before. And they start off with like, you're holding them up, you know, like the kids in the pool go up and down, up and down. So everything's to like wheels on the bus. Like Remy goes in and out, but like he is fucking heavy. And I like pulled a muscle in my arm. I'm like trying to lift him up. And then he did 2 seconds underwater 3 times. I mean, it's wild. You're just like dunking him underwater. And so I don't mind that
when
part.
When I did that the first time, his first swimming lesson, I did it. And I realized that there's nothing I can do with my kid that will be cause of embarrassment for myself.
Then that class?
No, like, I don't think there's anything that if he wants to do anything that maybe in the past I would have thought, oh, that could be a little embarrassing. I don't think.
Because you were in there with a bunch of moms. Yeah, it's interesting because it's mostly moms. And once he graduates and is like a better swimmer, I think in a couple of years, we don't have to get in the pool with him. But like, throwing on my bathing suit in the middle of the afternoon to like go up there and get in like a warm pool. I love the swim classes. They're super cute and he seems to really enjoy it.
Yeah.
But he just splashes the shit out of me and he has a really good time. But yeah, it's just like hard to work into like the parenting schedule when you're working, like to get up there and get
it's
in the pool.
It's just hard because it's Monday at 3 p.m.
When would you prefer? Let's talk about this at a family meeting because this is very boring.
Let me write it in the schedule.
This is going to perk Fran's ears up. I'm hoping to have this person on next week's show, but do not get any ideas with what I'm about to say, Fran. Do not get any ideas.
Okay.
There is a woman who has a book. She is a former, recovered, no longer, swinger. And she has written a book about swinging and relationships and monogamy. And apparently it's really entertaining. And we're going to have her on the show. We're going to talk about her experience swinging. Now, just so you all know, I do not believe she's a proponent of swinging. I think that swinging was something she did for a while. And I think that she doesn't think swinging's a great idea. At no surprise, it can probably ruin relationships at some point. Unless it's your thing, but I think it should provide really interesting conversation for us. So if you have any questions for an expert on swinging.
If you want to know how to start, where to go.
Oh, yeah, we'll ask her questions about that.
Like, how do you dip your feet in the water?
I don't think that they're dipping their feet. I think they're dipping other things.
No, but metaphorically.
Yeah. So we're excited. We're going to have her on, I hope, next week, if not the following week. So we definitely would love some questions for that. I hope Fran joins us. Of course, he's going to join us for this guest.
No, it depends. If I get an assistant by then, I will contact my assistant, check my schedule with them.
You know, we had Raven on. A lot of you have asked. I mean, shit. All of this happened. You know what happened with Raven?
Yeah. She went to a reality TV show.
Yeah, but do you know what's happened since then?
Yeah, the guy was his comeback.
Yeah. So right now,
I'm so surprised that she finds his comeback in a reality TV show.
So right after we did that interview, she came up and did a workout and we started talking about it because all of that had just, she didn't know, you know, when we recorded her interview, she didn't find that out for, you know, about a week and she's doing great now, but she's like, what do I do? I was like, well, I mean, like on a personal level, bye. Right. And, but yeah, apparently it was a lot worse than...
I was like, go to The Bachelorette.
This is what's so crazy to me, though, and that's what her and I
were
talking
about. You're
going to
find a real one there.
No, it's not that. It's that it's like psycho how he was being. This wasn't just like, hey, I, you know, got drunk one night. I mean, still unacceptable, but like... I got drunk one night and, you know, made out with a girl at Berkeley where he's in school or something and then told her and she's trying to decide, oh, you cheated. Do I stay with you? No, this was like full on like crazy person line, like taking a girl to Mexico, telling your fiance you're in California at school, texting her the whole time like he's in California. Then the next weekend taking Raven to Mexico going, wow, like literally sitting in a hot tub in Mexico being like, this is my first time in Mexico. I've never been to Mexico before. He was just there the weekend before with another girl. Like, what a psycho, you know what I mean? And like more and more and more of that. So I don't even know how much I'm allowed to say or what I can be saying. But regardless, she's going to thrive because I told her, I go, this is great. At least you didn't marry this guy or have children with him. Like, you're out. You know what I mean? You don't.
Yeah, the worst thing that happened, it was a lease, no?
Was a lease.
A lease, yeah. Like they just have to break a lease. They don't have to like get
up. Oh, you mean like a house lease?
Like a house lease, yes.
Yeah. I'm like a lease with some extra baggage right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're pretty locked in.
I don't know.
And a baby.
We'll talk about that swinger girl next time. I'll see what she thinks about the lockdown situation.
That's great. You would not thrive at swinging because you love the idea of it, I'm sure. You're like hypersexualized. You're like, I'm going to love to swing. And then the second you see some guy put something in me, you're going to be like, I'm out.
Maybe.
Is it awkward that your parents are in the next room right now? They're still in town. You think they're listening to us?
I think they're used to everything and anything. But I think you have a point there. Like, I could be very territorial.
I think when people vary, and I think, and which is understandable. Like, I think it's just, it's a great idea in theory, right? Like, whatever spices up a relationship. But then, like, it's, I've always thought that about, like, threesomes. I'm like, you have to have rules, right?
But what is, what if it's a lesbian couple that we're swinging with?
Exactly. What if it's two dudes?
I don't know. And two dudes just gets too messy.
See, the guys are always like, it's great if it's other women. It's like, no, swinging is often, I would think, like two couples swapping partners, right?
The whole swapping just sounds messy, you know?
Do you have any neighbors you've met that you're like interested in?
No.
I saw pineapples at the other neighbor's house. Isn't that like the sign?
The things that I'm a little concerned that they could actually hear. And I don't want to say no because
hear
no,
this.
I don't want to insult anybody, but it's just like, I think, nothing tickles my fancy.
Nothing about swinging.
No.
Unless it just involves like one other woman and I'm not around.
No, but that's that's not swinging.
No, you're absolutely right. That would be cheating.
That's swinging it.
That's kind of swinging, though. I think, well, whatever. We're going to have plenty of questions for our guests coming up on the show. If you have any questions for us, be sure to get
them. That's called blind swinging.
What?
Blind swinging.
What is that?
When one partner don't find out.
Cheating, Fran. Clearly, we're in a great place right now.
We're parenting fine. Styles.
We're fine.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah, babe. I give us another 6 months for sure.
Oh, man. It's fine. Our producer's tired. He hasn't slept. He has a new baby. Everyone's tired. It's so much, isn't it? Like, it's so much. I ran into some woman in the mall today that knew who I was because she follows us online, and she's like, I just had my third. It was a surprise. And she seemed tired. I'm like, oh, man.
What's the negative version of a surprise?
A disappointment?
No, it's not a disappointment. It's like, our surprise is crying right now.
It wasn't a surprise. He was planned.
No, it was a surprise that he's crying right now.
Yeah, well, it was a rough night last night. Well, I'll let you go.
Thanks.
Yeah. We'll see y'all next week.
Love y'all.